Johnny's in Cortland Manor on the fan. Johnny, good morning. How you doing today, kiddo?
Okay, fine. How you doing?
Great.
I'm just going to let you... First of all, hello!
Hello! What's happening, Johnny?
Guys, I got some of my Goomba guys that came from Vegas, and they told me the rumor is that the Super Bowl... in the future, it's going to be set up as a pay-per-view event.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, here's the thing, though, Johnny. One of the reasons that the networks spend as much money as they do on the rights to the NFL television is so they can sell the Super Bowl to cover a lot of those costs. So if we have it under the current system the way that it works, I don't see it going pay-per-view anytime soon.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't think it'll ever happen, Johnny, but it's a very interesting thought.
Yeah, but just think about this.
It really is.
CBS is spending $700 million a year.
They want the Super Bowl every 3 years.
They want the Super Bowl every 3 years so they can recoup some of the money that they're putting into it.
For sure. Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen.
$3 million
but,
ad.
That would be pretty interesting, though, wouldn't it, huh? How many people do you think, let's make up a number, $50. That's what most pay-per-views are these days. They've always been $49.95, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Super Bowl, you could probably get $100, but let's just say $50. At $50, how many homes... in this country would buy the Super Bowl for $50. Would you get 10 million? I bet you would.
You know, and the amazing thing is, though, is you're getting football. You're actually essentially paying for it anyway. But, you know, because especially here, you're paying for the cable rights.
Let's say you had 10 million people. I think that's probably a low number. 10 million people giving you $50. That's $500 million.
Think about that.
Now, I think you'd be more in line with... if 111 million people watched the game this past year, right?
Right.
No, I think it's more than that because, you know, we had 30 people in our house watching it, my in-law's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they don't count all 30 of those. That's one household that counts for, right?
Right.
So let's just say you did the same thing. If 111 million households had the Super Bowl on, let's just cut that number in half arbitrarily, all right? And let's say that 50 million households bought the Super Bowl. And because it's the Super Bowl and you have 20 people in your house, it's $100. Pay-per-view, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that would bring in? Any idea? 50 million, right? Times 100 equals what? Can you guys do the math on that, please? 50 million times 100 equals what? That'd be three. If I'm not mistaken, is that $5 billion?
It's either 500 million, 500 billion.
It's a lot.
500 billion.
Yeah. Is that 500?
No, I mean
that's not 500
billion. $5 billion.
That would be $5 billion in revenue.
No. So much for arguing over $8 billion when you can make $5 billion
in one day, right?
Maybe that's what the NFL network ends up becoming, a vehicle.
Could you imagine if that happened? Could you imagine? Because I would spend $100, have 20 people over, $5 a man, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get the Super Bowl.
Wait, time out.
What?
Time out.
What?
You're going to have 100 people over.
No, 20 people over.
20
people.
$5
a man.
And you're going to charge them
$5
as they come.
Well, why am I paying for it?
Are you inviting them over to
yes,
watch the Super Bowl?
That's right.
And you're going to charge. What do you. You know,
what?
Sometimes you say the stupidest
thing. Well, yeah,
things.
I mean, why am I paying for it?
I mean, are you feeding them and everything else?
Yeah, of course.
So you're going to charge them a cover charge to come through the door?
Yeah, $5.
Like, how many people do you have over for this year's Super
20.
Bowl? 20. Now, did you charge them to come today? This
no,
year?
No, but they all had to bring something.
They had to bring a dish?
You had to bring a dish. A bottle of booze, you had to bring something. Don't come
well,
at the
why,
end.
Why do you have to bring something?
Because that's the right, it's how human beings behave.
No. Did you tell these human beings that they had to bring something?
It was understood. Understood. I mean I'm going to have you over. You're going to watch the game. I'm going to feed you, give you a drink, bring something.
I think it's the appropriate thing to bring something with you.
That's right.
But now, what are you, Michael Kay? You're going to ask them to pay to come?
No. Well, if I'm paying $100, you're going to give me $5. We're going to split it up, divvy it up.
I mean, listen. I've had parties. I've never asked anybody. Now, people bring things because they're nice.
Because that's the appropriate thing to do.
Here's a nice, you know, like say if you had Howie Rose over.
Okay.
And he came over and said, here's a nice $5 bottle
He'd give me a $5 bottle of wine.
Right, there you go.
Which is what he does.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But at least he brought something.
Right.
That's right.
But that's what you do. But people do bring something.
Like if I go to your house and
You didn't bring anything when you brought the kids over the other night. What'd you bring?
I brought Villa Milano pizza. What are you talking about?
They gave it to you for free.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did not.
I'm going over to Boomer's house. Oh, free pizza.
No, they did not.
Yeah, you did.
I bought two pies, Booms. I didn't get anything for free.
Come on now.
Come on now. I tell you when I get things for free. It wasn't Villa Milano.
Yeah.
I had two cheese pizzas.
I gave you a free pair of shoes this morning.
Yes, you did. You gave me a free pair of red Pumas. It was nice.
That's right.
I acknowledge it was free. You bought them for me. Thank you.
That's right. There you go. See, I'm always thinking of you.
But if I'm paying a cable company $100, and I got 20 people over, cough up the five.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, really, why don't you just register at a bank?
How about this? Stay home, pay $100 yourself. How about that?
How about that?
Welcome to my house, enjoy Super Bowl carton way. Give me $5. And bring some sausage. You understand?
That's not right.
Or at least a dip.
There was something wrong
with
that.
My future sister-in-law, you know what she did?
What'd she do?
Homemade seven-layer dip. She didn't come empty-handed.
Seven-layer dip.
That's right, seven-layer dip.
What was that?
This is Michael K. You can watch the Super Bowl with me for only $500.
I'm not an animal.
Ah, you're funny.
No, by the way, I got a nice thank you text from Michael when he received our soda stream.
I didn't get it.
Well, I forwarded it to you. He didn't have your number.
Doesn't count.
You saw what he...
Give him my number. Have him text me directly.
I didn't know whether or not you wanted me to give you his
number. No, I really don't, actually. Don't give him my number.
Why?
He's an animal. That's why.
No, he's not.
I'm just kidding. Here's I like Mike. He's a good dude. Here's Angelo in Staten Island on the fan. Angie, what's up, baby?
What's happening, Ange?
A couple of things. I'm looking forward to the St. Patty's Day party that you're gonna have. So I'm excited about that. Number one, number two, they're all a bunch of spoiled little brats. The owners and the players. I'm getting tired of it. They don't make guys like Boomer anymore. You know, Boom.
Yeah, that's
Boy,
true.
Sucking up to Boomer. Yeah,
thank you, Angelo. No,
2 weeks outside of the St. Patty's Day show when you want to have a drink.
Angelo, all I know is that, you know, if you were in Cincinnati when we were on strike and you saw me standing up there in that stadium platform with a placard saying players on strike, you would have spit on me.
Yeah, the best thing ever, though, is that there's the old video, and the NFL Network shows it all the time, of a platinum blonde Boomer in his 20s standing in front of the bus.
Right.
And Sam Weiss comes out, and I forget the exact But it shows you, knowing you now, thanks, Ange, and knowing Sam Weiss a little bit now, it's funny looking at it now, knowing you guys.
Sure.
Because you both, it's a game. And he knows you're playing a game. You know he's playing a game.
Yeah.
And it was a very, I don't know if you guys can get the audio of that for me. It's probably on YouTube. The byplay between you two guys, it was like, you know, the...
tit for tat.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
Well, what happened, you have to remember.
Set it up.
In 1987, the NFL players threatening going on strike. We play two games that season. And then after the second game, we decide we're going to go on strike. Now, unfortunately for us, the second game was against the San Francisco 49ers. We were beating them the whole game. It's 20-14 with 54 seconds to go in the game. We have the ball first and 10. They have all three timeouts. We run four plays. We end up giving them the ball back. They end up throwing a Hail Mary to Jerry Rice, and they beat us with no time left on the clock.
Right.
After they kicked the extra point, 21-20. My team wants to kill Sam Weiss. They want to kill him for not ending the game the right way, taking a safety or whatever and winning the football game. So we're going to have a mutiny in our hands, and I'm trying to calm everybody down.
Right.
So now we go on strike that next Wednesday. And the question was whether or not we were going to practice as a football team. And I said to the press, if you give us footballs, meaning the Bengals gives us footballs,
right,
you know, I'll go and practice. Then Sam Weiss says, well, he's the highest paid player in the league, as I was just telling you earlier.
Right.
I was making $1.2 million that year. And Sam said, well, he's the highest paid player in the league. He can go buy the balls himself.
Right.
So that was a shot right there. And Sam probably didn't know that I tried to keep the team from killing him that Sunday.
Right.
So now I got really ticked off at him.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll go buy the balls and I'll have a practice. So I had a practice at LaSalle High School. I brought everybody around. I had a hat made for me. I think it said coach across the top of it. I had a clipboard and I had a whistle.
Right.
I brought everybody up. I led all the players around me on the practice field with all the local media around. And I said, guys, we're only going to practice one thing today because I think it's something that we really have to work with and work on, and that's how to end the game in order to win the game. I said, so give me the punt team out on the field. Chris Collinsworth, run out there as the punter. I want you to take a safety, which was a direct shot at Sam at the way that we lost the game that previous Sunday.
Right.
And, of course, that ran on all the local news stations. And they ran it and ran it and ran it and ran it and ran it until they couldn't run it anymore. And basically, it was on like Donkey Kong in Cinincinnati.
That's right.
From that point on.
Finally, the video, it's fascinating because Sam goes out and goes, you're going to practice today? Boomer goes, yeah, you're going to give me some balls?
I mean, you know, I put my union hat on and basically started, you know, I was a rabble rouser.
There you go. Here's Richie in East Haven on the fan, Boomer and Carton. How you doing there, Rich? Hey, Richie, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Hi, Richie.
What's happening, brother? Hello.
Hey, Boom, I just had a question for you. I find myself siding with the football players in these negotiations as I'm a 20-year firefighter in New Jersey. And I find myself
being attacked by.
You want to be a union brother, right? That's you. You feel like you want to support them, and you feel like they have their right to collect a bargain and get what they can to protect their futures. Am I right?
Absolutely. They put their bodies on the line.
Yep.
Every time they go out on that field, and they need to get paid as much as they can when they go out there.
Well, it's an interesting take from a union guy that's not making a lot of money, because there's a lot of union guys out there, you know, the IBEW guys, firefighters, cops, who have the union to protect them at the core, you know, benefits, an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. And there's a lot of guys that say, the NFL, and you've heard it before, Boomer.
Sure it is.
Come on, this isn't a union.
The thing in Cincinnati for us, because Cincinnati is known as more of a white-collar town, not a lot of unions. It's a highly conservative city and all of that. Standing on the picket line, you know who came in to stand with us?
No.
You know how the AFL-CIO likes to, attach them, the Teamsters like to attach themselves to things like this? We had the West Virginia coal miners.
Is that right?
I mean, and you talk about an ornery bunch. I mean, they came in and they stood shoulder to shoulder with us. And I always felt really uncomfortable about that, because I'm looking at a guy that's basically making 40 grand a year going down into those coal mines.
Right.
And I'm making $1 million a year. And I'm saying, how the hell could this guy be standing there for my rights?
And those guys were there for the scabs and picket walkers.
Everybody was
and all
there.
That, right?
And I recognize that, we were also good for them, because it brought to light their fight, their union fight. And it's a union brotherhood and all that other stuff that goes on. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is. I just find it hard to believe that people are going to find sympathy for guys like, and I don't think Peyton Manning's asking for sympathy. Don't get me wrong. Tom Brady's not asking for sympathy, even though they're a part of this and they want the long-term health of the players moving forward to be paramount. But people are not going to feel sorry for Peyton Manning when he signs his $125 million deal.
Here's Mark in Staten Island on the Fan. Good morning, Marcus. How you doing today, buddy?
Hello.
What's happening, Mark?
La, la, la. Big fan of you guys. Thank Boomer, you. I had your jersey
nice.
When I was in junior high school. I wish I still had it.
Nice.
All right. The only problem I see with charging to the Super Bowl is you go from 100 million viewers to about 10 million, and now you're going to have to charge less for advertising, so they're going to have to pick their poison.
A caller just brought it up. I don't think we're going to see that day in our lifetime. But don't think, let's not be naive either.
Not under the way
it's a revenue stream.
Yeah, but not under the way the current NFL and the broadcast partners do business.
No.
You won't see it that
way. Because why would CBS or Fox or NBC write the significant multimillion-dollar checks they're writing without the opportunity to have a Super Bowl every 3 or 4 years and bring in the revenue that they bring in, which essentially makes them whole again for all the money that they're spending?
Well, and that's right. And the thing about it is, let's say you did go to an economic model where you did have some sort of pay-per-view for the Super Bowl. Then they don't care what the eyeballs are. All they care about is how many people are buying it.
Right.
I mean, they're not selling that aspect of the advertising part of it. They're selling the game itself.
Exactly right, because they know they have the audience.
That's right.
Right. And listen, the fact you're even talking about this is silly, because they're not going to be a pay-per-view Super Bowl anytime soon. You'll have a foreign soil Super Bowl before you have a pay-per-view Super Bowl.
You know why?
I think that ain't in the works.
A foreign soil Super Bowl, because some foreign city will pay for it to come there.
All right, and that money will go where? Owners.
Well, I understand that. I think the owners have every right to argue their point of view in this particular case. Listen, if I would want to grow my business, if I were them too,
sure.
So I'd want to add, games to the schedule.
But remember this: on April 1st, the New York Jets won half the money that you own for your season tickets, even if there's no season. And yet they're furloughing employees. The New York Giants said they have no plans for furloughs, but they want their season ticket money soon too. So they all keep taking money out of our pockets: jerseys and cups and helmets and flags and stickers, right? They're all making money. Everybody's getting rich. And then there's me and you. And what do we do?
We're the
innocent victim in all this, because we're suckers. We're like drug addicts.
Yeah, but you love it, though.
I do love it. That's the problem. I'm Charlie Sheen.
And here's the deal.
I'm an addict. I can't say no to football. They had me at hello.